lumping Zimbabwe together with countries which are undergoing wars and terrorism is sheer madness. We don't have any war in Zimbabwe. We are only suffering from illegal sanctions imposed on us by the West, including the United States of America. Otherwise, a lot of our people from the diaspora are here in Zimbabwe today enjoying Christmas and New Year with their families. Once we address the economy through Zim Asset, I do not think we can be classified as a country which is poor at all. We obviously have now learned how to deal with the effects of sanctions. You can imagine that from 2000 up to where we are now, we've been under relentless sanctions from superpowers, but we've remained strong and going on. We don't have any people who are dying of hunger in our country. We may have people who are not formally employed, but we've got people who are employed in an informal way in their own country and making sure that their families are being fed. In fact, some of the Western countries are now beneficiaries of their own evil deeds, in the sense that most of our best banks are in the United States and the United Kingdom and Australia today, running industries and businesses in those countries on behalf of our enemies who are imposing sanctions at home. So we are actually benefiting the very same people who are now maligning us.
But
what I consider to be an unfairness in the international order.
But Mr. Mangwana, do you think the government is doing enough to reverse this negative perception about Zimbabwe, which obviously will end up impacting negatively on potential investors?
It is doing the best it can, but you cannot fight well-sponsored international media. We are only a very small country. If we use the little we have to try and fight the effects of the negative publicity of the international media, will not be able to feed our people. So we prioritize and say, why don't you get drugs in the clinics, books in our schools, food on the table for our people, and then use the little we can do diplomatic efforts to fight the negative perception. But we are doing our best.